And get a songbook and turn to 332. I surrender all. Just a few moments we'll be singing that song as a song of encouragement. Tonight's discussion, quick discussion, is going to revolve around competition. There's a lot of competition that goes on in the world every day. We compete not only in athletic events, but other things, politics. There's a lot of competing that goes on in the business world. But more specifically tonight for our discussion, I want to talk about the competing that goes on for our heart. And I think that happens on a daily basis. The assaults and the attacks that we see today are kind of unprecedented. And that's because of the modes of media that we have. Now, there's always the influence of friends, or so-called friends, that compete for our heart. But another concept that remains is that if Satan has our heart, then Satan wins. If that happens, then we suffer a tremendous loss. We suffer the loss of the joy of heaven and, of course, being in God's glory eternally. There's evidence that Satan does win these competitions. There's evidence because we can look in our prisons, see that the population is pretty high. In fact, almost every year, the politicians have a discussion themselves over overcrowding prisons. Do we need to build more? So there's evidence there that Satan is winning some of these competitions. In recent years, there's been an increase in rehabilitation centers, rehabs as we often call them. And if we want to look even more morbidly, we can look at the cemeteries and the morgues and see where Satan wins those competitions. Satan is his own best employee. He never misses a day. He's always on time. He works 24/7, as we like to say. He never takes an off day. So Satan is a fierce competitor. Because if he knows if he has our heart, then he has a good chance of defeating us indefinitely. The ugliness of evilness in the world is harmful to a person physically, emotionally, and obviously spiritually. When we are in Satan's grip, our intelligence is altered. And it's altered to the point that the righteousness of God becomes foolish. And unfortunately, we lose the competition, or when we do lose the competition, we lose friends, we lose family sometimes, we lose money, we lose time. But more importantly and more significantly, we lose eternity with God the Father. Have you ever heard someone say, you can't reason with him or you can't reason with her? That's a good indication that they've gotten to that point where Satan has their heart. They don't understand things the way we might understand it. They don't understand things that make sense to us. And so, not say, what are we to do with these odds that are so overpowering? How can we overcome that? And so I suggest that we trust in the power of God. Trust in the creator of the universe that has really overcome Satan already. But time and time again, with God, we too can defeat Satan. And you have to keep that in mind in our daily walk. If we think about national security, whoever handles that now, Homeland Security or the military, but if they had an enemy that worked 24 hours a day to wage an attack on the American people, I suppose that they too would have to be armed 24 hours a day. They'd have to be working 24 hours a day. And with the cyber attacks, I'm sure that's a grand possibility. So we have to think about our daily walk and that Satan is competing for our heart. The Bible tells us that we have to arm ourselves with the gospel every day in order to win. Spiritually speaking, we don't have an off day. You just can't take a day off from praying. You can't take a day off from studying God's Word, looking at God's Word, meditating on God's Word, realizing that He is the reason that we're here and not Satan, not the world. And we often call it Satan, but it comes in many, many different packages, versions. We can find it in different categories, but it's Satan, the father of all lies. So, we can't possibly win a single battle, a single competition with Satan if God is not involved. It's just about impossible. And we have to realize that. So if you haven't put on Christ, then you're not equipped to win the competition with Satan. If you haven't put on Christ, there's no way. Paul says to run in such a way that you may win. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Put on the full armor of God every day, and you will win against the schemes and the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. Therefore, take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. The Bible compels us to stand firm. Be strong. Be courageous. Overcome the evil one. Win the competition. We can win the competition if the Lord is on our side. If the gospel calls you tonight, please respond as we stand and sing.